Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Great to be with all of you today. We are in Psalm 23, and we're starting our summer series in the Psalms, and the children and youth are dismissed. We're going to cover the first three verses this morning, and then Tom Speckhart's going to do the last three next week. Could you stand with me as I read the Word of God, if you are able? The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God given to humans to find contentment in God rather than in themselves and in their accomplishments. Please be seated. The series we're in is called Psalms, Discovering Rest in God. And the book of Psalms is the prayer book of the Bible. So the purpose of the book of Psalms is to learn how to pray and how to find rest in God as we serve Him, as we live for Him. The Christian life is a life of resting in God as we serve Him. And without a prayer life, you can kiss resting in God goodbye. We all need rest. Without Jesus Christ being your God and Savior, you can kiss true rest in this life goodbye. True rest is found in the author of rest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pew Research recently released new data a few months ago where they found that about 50% of Americans go through depression at least 1 to 2 days every week. And among that 50%, 60% of them have trouble sleeping 2 to 3 days per week. Something is off in our culture. There is an inherent and nagging feeling of discontentment and restlessness in this life. Our culture is restless and discontent with their lives. In today's psalm, David says that the remedy to our dissatisfaction and restlessness is contentment. Are you content with your life? David is calling us to find our contentment in God through resting in God. Because only God can give you the rest you need. We are a tired community. Our minds are tired. Our bodies are tired. And even our souls are tired. And what we tend to feed all of it with is everything except for God that leads to restlessness and dissatisfaction. But here is the main point for these three verses. Rest in Jesus Christ, who is the true shepherd. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." If you are a follower of Jesus, you can relax because you have everything you need. The author of this prayer is King David of Israel. God told David to be a king and a shepherd to the people of Israel. But David is punting it back to God. And he's saying, God is the shepherd king of my life. If God is the shepherd, then what is David? David is the sheep, if we want the metaphor to work. And what reputation do sheep have in our world? They're dumb. And they are restless. Sheep are restless without their shepherd. The pastor and theologian Eugene Peterson translates verse 1 as, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. Sheep are carefree because they have the shepherd watching over them. And God has many labels in the Bible that describe his character. He is called Lord, Deliverer, Father, Rock, and even Mother. But there is no label in the Bible that competes with shepherd. To be a shepherd is all-encompassing. A shepherd nurses his sheep back to health like a mother. A shepherd rules over the sheep like a king. A shepherd is fatherly as he is tender and protects his sheep. A shepherd delivers his sheep when they are in trouble. And a shepherd is a rock to the sheep so they can live carefree. A shepherd is the all-encompassing title for who God is. Do you know God as your shepherd? Jesus Christ calls himself the good shepherd. And this is what he told the non-Christians. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. Do you belong to the good shepherd? God's sheep are content because they lack nothing. They can have a non-anxious presence in anxious Seattle. Chaos will strike. People will betray you. Your circumstances may change for the worse, but you can relax because the Lord is your shepherd, therefore you lack nothing. Are you content in life? Are your needs actually your needs, or are they your wants? I try to convince Lindsay that I need, and I really need, a new fedora. But she reminds me every time You don't need a fedora. You want a fedora. You have everything you need. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. All of my needs are cared for. Why do I want? Why do you want? Is God not enough to satisfy your needs? He is more than enough to satisfy your needs. Christian, you have all that you need because the Lord is your shepherd. And this is the verse that sets the tone for the whole prayer. We can rest in God our shepherd, because having Him alone in our lives is enough to satisfy our needs. In verse 2, the shepherd leads the sheep through green meadows where they can rest and eat. And the shepherd leads the sheep beside peaceful streams or still waters. In the Hebrew, still waters means resting place. Peaceful streams or living waters is a resting place. The shepherd leads his sheep to his resting place. I am often jealous of my dogs on how much they get to sleep. If I can sleep half the time they do in a single day, it would be a dream come true. But when I go to sleep at night, I cannot sleep unless I take a shower. I cannot fall asleep unless I fall asleep reading. I also need Lindsay to be 6 inches away from me so she's not throwing any elbows. I also have to take my 3 milligram melatonin strawberry chewable tablet to fall asleep. I need all of this to happen in order for me to fall asleep. And if one of those things don't happen, I'm not sleeping, or so I think. I recently learned that there's only one other creature that has trouble sleeping the way humans do. Sheep. Sheep have trouble sleeping unless their shepherd prepares their night for them. A good shepherd protects the sheep from predators, from being hungry before bed, from having conflict within the flock. A good shepherd leads his sheep to rest well. If you are not a Christian, who is your shepherd? We all have one. Come and receive Jesus Christ as your shepherd. Marva Dawn, who is the original queen on Sabbath literature, wrote this in her book, Keeping the Sabbath Holy. If we are not at peace with God, no other kind of true peace is possible. As Christians, we know that reconciliation with God has been made possible by the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Spiritual rest gives us the freedom to accept the fact that human happiness is fleeting and to trust that there will be enough grace to carry us through all tragedy. Are you looking in the wrong places for peace? Jesus Christ left peaceful streams and entered into your misery by becoming human. The misery and chaos of life killed Jesus on a cross so that your misery can be replaced with the peaceful streams that Jesus left. Jesus died the death we should have died, and Jesus lived the life that we should have lived. When you say, "I accept that Jesus Christ died the death I should have died, and I give my life to Jesus," peace like a river will flood your life. Are you lacking peace? Are you looking in the wrong places for peace? Surrender your will and your misery to Jesus Christ. He is called the Prince of Peace and the Good Shepherd. You can experience supernatural peace like never before. When you have peace with God, you are living in peaceful streams. Sheep are unable to lay down when they're hungry. I'm unable to lay down when I'm hungry. Sheep are unable to rest when they are dissatisfied or discontent. These are sheep whose bellies are full, and they are content because of the shepherd's provision. Christians who understand that God is their shepherd have every opportunity to be content despite their circumstances. How are you processing life during the week? How are you sleeping during the week? The issue is not having little. The problem is not our quality of life here on the East Side. Trust me. We live in the land of plenty. What is wrong with us? Why are we discontent in a land of plenty? Why is the wealthiest country in the world the most anxious, the most discontent, and the most loneliest country in the world? Perhaps it is because we look to rest in temporal things rather than eternal things. Perhaps it is because we live for created things rather than the Creator. And here's what Jesus has to say about that. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store feed in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, "What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Rest in Jesus Christ, who is the true shepherd. In verse 3, the shepherd renews the strength of the sheep. What do you turn to renew your strength after a long day of work or after a long day of watching your children? Turn to the Good Shepherd for renewed strength when you are tired. Turn to the good news of Jesus for when you are discouraged. Turn to the sheep of the Good Shepherd for renewed strength when you are lonely. Don't buy into the introvert, extrovert nonsense. I'm an ambivert, a little bit of both. It's not completely nonsense. Don't isolate yourself to recharge. Proverbs 18:1 states, whoever isolates himself, seeks his own desires, he breaks out against all sound judgment. I love Eugene Peterson's translation of this verse. Loners who care only for themselves spit on the common good. The east side of Seattle is filled with people who are dissatisfied and restless because they go, including myself, go to created things and personal ambitions for renewed strength. What do you turn to? Replace it with Jesus and His sheep. We rest in God when we go to God to renew our strength. And when we rest in God, verse 3 says, He guides us along right paths, ultimately to bring honor to His name or to remain true to His character. If we are not resting in God as the one who has already met our every need, even when it seems He has not, then God cannot guide us along right paths. He will still guide you, but they will be along painful paths. And if we do not have peace with God and do not rest in His resting place, then God cannot guide us along right paths. But if we live knowing that God has already met our every need, and if we have peace with God through Jesus Christ and rest in His resting place, then God can guide us along right paths. How does God guide His sheep along right paths? Does the shepherd talk to the sheep? Go on, sheep. Bah. That was a bad impression. As my old mentor used to say, do you get a quiver in your liver? Do the clouds open and God's powerful voice shoot down from heaven? What does the Bible say about it? Hebrews 1 states this: long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now, in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, He created the universe. How does God guide us? Through what was spoken to us through Jesus in the Bible, which is the complete counsel of God. Do you want to know God? Open the Bible. We make life decisions with the knowledge we have in the Bible. And we ask God to give us wisdom to bring honor to His name in our decision. Like David said in verse 3, He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Paul writes this to a church in Colossae, a Roman colony. For this reason also, since the day we heard this, we haven't stopped praying for you. We are asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God. Paul's prayer to the Christians in Colossae was to be filled with wisdom and spiritual understanding so that they may honor God with their lives and continue growing in their knowledge of God. Our life's pursuit is to love God and to continue growing in our knowledge of Him. Christians experience God's presence through the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And Christians hear God's voice through the inspired Word of God, the Bible, speaking to us. Do you want to hear from God? Open the Bible and let His Word speak to you. Do you need an answer from God on a decision? Here's the answer. Make a decision. Make a godly and wise decision. It is not wise, and it does not honor God, and it does not honor the church for you to wait for God to send signs and wonders to help you make a decision. The Apostle Peter states this: God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Should I read that again? God has given us what? Everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. So, do you need to hear from God on a decision that the Bible can't answer? You do not. The shepherd guides us along right paths by giving us the Bible to grow in wisdom. And He gives us the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living inside of us to make decisions that are consistent with His character, bringing honor to His name. and for the benefit of the shepherd's flock, the church. What guides you in life? Something or someone guides you. Resting in Jesus is all the guidance that you need. In other words, knowing all of your needs are already met by Jesus is all the confidence you need to live for God. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Rest in Jesus Christ, who is the true shepherd. Who is your shepherd? Jesus is the good shepherd. He does not scare us. He is not behind us. He is leading us, and He is always ahead of us. Is He your shepherd? Come and receive Jesus as your shepherd. All religions teach that you must achieve and perform to be accepted by God. But Christianity says you can only receive, not achieve. You can only receive Jesus as your shepherd. You do not have what it takes to be accepted by God on your own merit. But Jesus Christ, your shepherd, died the death you should have died. And He lived the life you should have lived. He did it for you on your behalf. So the only response is to come and receive this gift from God. And the gift is to rest in Jesus Christ, your shepherd. Let's pray now, and I want to invite us to receive Jesus as our shepherd. Father, thank You for Your holy word that is living and active, described as sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank You that You speak to us through Your complete word. Thank You for being ahead of us, not behind us. Thank You for not being a cruel Father, but a loving and tender Father. Thank You for being like a mother who nurses us back to health. Thank You for being our rock so that we can live carefree. Father, help us to rest in Jesus Christ, who is the true shepherd. Family, will you receive Jesus as your true shepherd if you have never done so? Family, do you trust in signs and wonders to guide you along right paths? God is your shepherd, and He has given you all that you need to obey Him and love Him. Family, have you been looking in the wrong places for peace? I invite you to go to Jesus, the true shepherd, as your permanent resting place. I want to give you a few moments now to contemplate what we have heard, what we have read together. Allow His word. Allow the Father to speak to you now.